it's Emma.
Hey, this is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today we're going to be giving you our Kindle Unlimited recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
But first, we wanted to share about our recent reads, because I have a lot to say.
Yeah, I don't have a lot to say, so I'll go quick. I recently read By Invitation Only,
mm-hmm.
By Alexandra Brown Chang.
Dang.
And it was her debut novel. And
oh, okay.
It was good. I gave it 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't anything like super exciting, super
mm-hmm.
amazing, but it was super fun and really fast paced.
Mm.
And it was like, it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
About teenagers, mm. debutante ball.
Oh, cool.
A little bit of drama, but it was cute. I read it in like a day and a half, 2 days maybe. Mm-hmm. It was super fast paced.
How long is it?
Like 300 and like, I think 346.
Dang, girl.
But the chapters are like 3 to like 5 or 6 pages. So whoa. They're super short.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes for a really fast read.
Yeah.
But overall, it was good.
What genre is it?
It's like fiction. It's not like really romance.
Mm.
It's kind of just like drama. Mm. I don't know, like teen drama.
Mm. Coming of age or...
Kind of. I think the main part of the book is like staying true to who you are.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah.
Debutante ball sounds fun. My favorite debutante ball is Vampire Diaries. okay, my recent reads. I have a lot to say. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I need a debrief. Okay, so I started reading People Watching by Hannah Bonham Young. I haven't read any of her other books, so I was like, okay, I'll make this my first one. It's fall themed. It's really cute. It starts off with a bisexual man, and I was like, okay.
You're like, hold up.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, red flag, but I'll keep reading because it's about a boy and a girl relationship. And I was like, I'll keep reading. And then the main female character is a virgin. And he has a body count of like 200 plus.
Bruh.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Like, no judgment, but like, that's a lot. Oh.
You won't like Magnolia Parks.
Oh my goodness. 200 people?
Probably more.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but is he bisexual?
No.
Or she? Okay. Well, anyways, he kind of talked, like, he didn't talk too much about his sexuality, but kind of like, how he loves everyone and, like, I don't know, bodies and stuff. But it wasn't too bad. But then she's the virgin. And so she's asking him for, like, lessons on how to be sexual. And so their relationship starts off with, like, sex lessons. And, yeah. And I was like, okay, I'll try to skip. But then, like, it's so intertwined into the plot that, like, you're reading mess. Even if you're skipping, like, the smut scenes. And so I was like, I can't. Like, this is trash.
How far did you get?
54%. I invested so much of my life into that book.
Yeah, you
I'm
did.
So upset. Okay. So then I was like, okay, let's try a fantasy book. Okay. So I pick up Song of Achilles. And I wasn't really digging it. I was like, I'm going to get through it. Everyone loves this book. It's got, like, 2 million ratings. And the male main characters are gay. They're going to end up in a relationship.
See, and when you said, like, this is gay, when you texted me, I was like, are you saying, like, this is, like, stupid?
No.
Or I was like, literally?
Yeah, literally.
Like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, he looked at me, and I started feeling whatever. And I was like, pardon? And then I kept reading, and it was like, his hand rubbed against my hand, and I was like, oh my gosh.
DNF.
Yes, immediately. I got like 11% in. But like, the concept sounds like it could have been so cool. I'm so upset, dude. And so it was like back-to-back LGBTQ book. I was like, I quit. I'm done reading the rest of my life.
It was on my TBR, but I'm taking it off now.
Good, good. Please do. I'm so sorry that I ever recommended either of those books.
And if you're new listening to this, like we're both Christians, mm-hmm. and so we, like, skip spice, and we also try not to read about LGBTQ stuff, especially if it's like a main part of a book.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. A side character, and then like we don't dive into their LGBTQ relationship, I will let it pass.
Yeah, same.
But like this crap, I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And it that is our fault though, because we do read blind. If
Yeah.
I had looked it up, I would have known. But I'm so disappointed. But then I read Regretting You, and I want to say, like, it could be like my second favorite book of the year.
Oh,
I
wow.
loved it so much. And maybe
Wow.
because so many people hate on Colleen Hoover, my expectations were low. So then I like elevated the book for me. But yeah, I think it's like 4, 4.5 stars. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm loving this. And like every moment I had to pause, I was like, wow, this is really good. Wow, this is really good. And so, yeah, that got me off my I'm giving up reading. And then I read Verity, and that was so
Oh,
good.
love.
Yep, that was so good. And then I started reading. So because we were doing this Kindle Unlimited episode, I got on Kindle Unlimited. And they have this series of short stories by Christina Loren. She did like the Unhoneymooners and all that. She's a very popular romance writer. Ashley Poston, the one that does like Sounds Like Love, a novel love story.
I read one of her books, The 7-Year Slip.
Oh yeah, I need
That
to
one
get,
was really
I
good.
have that one. I need to read it. And then Abby Jimenez, of course, my favorite author. I think maybe three other like smaller authors. And so it's all short stories. And so I was, and then like when you download a Kindle Unlimited book and it offers an audiobook for free. And so
Only
I
some of
list,
them, though.
yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
So I listened to The Fall Risk and it was like really short. I want to say like 80, maybe 100 pages. And so it was kind of fast paced, like not insta love, but like kind of because the short story is so short.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love Abby Jimenez. And so it was kind of different too. There was a stalker element and then like
Ooh.
forced proximity.
Love.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So, and then now I'm reading The Pumpkin Spice Cafe. So I'm headed up from my people watching
Yeah.
trench. That was terrible. I need to like shake free of the ick.
That's funny.
Okay.
Should we get into our Kindle Unlimited recommendations?
Yeah, I was gonna explain Kindle Limited because I honestly learned a lot when I downloaded the app.
Okay,
All
you
right.
go for it because I don't know anything.
Okay.
I'm just
So,
here to read books.
yeah, girl. So the first month is free, and then after that, it's $11.99 a month. And then you can borrow up to 10 books when you log into like your Prime account. And then you have access to a bunch of free books, just called Prime Reading. But then if you pay for the membership, the Kindle Unlimited membership, you get access to way more books and you get to borrow up to 20 at a time. And then if the book offers audio, that audiobook goes to your Audible account. So like when I listen to The Fall Risk, it transferred to my Audible. Because trying to get an audiobook to play on Kindle Unlimited was really hard for me. But then I went and looked at my Audible and it was there. So I was like, oh, okay. And so I listened on Audible. So yeah, way easier to listen on Audible. And I was like, wow, there's so many benefits to reading on Kindle Unlimited. I'm so glad that we did this episode so that I could have access to these books
Yeah.
because there's so many books I've been missing out on because I have a Prime account and I could have been reading the last 9, 10 months that I've been a reader all these free books. And I'm like, oh, what did I miss out on? Which ones are free that aren't free anymore? I'm so
I know.
upset.
But once you read them on Kindle, you're gonna like, oh, but I want the book trophy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but it's free. I'm paying $11.99 to get millions of books for
True,
free.
true.
So it's worth buying the trophy, you know? But, and then, like, how many audiobooks have I bought that were free on Kindle Unlimited?
True.
Oh my gosh, I'm so mad. Oh, you know what? Back to Song of Achilles, I wasted an Audible credit on that dang book. Now I have to wait a whole month.
That's rough.
I'm so upset, y'all. Okay.
That's rough.
Okay. Now.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I just realized the new Olivia Dean album comes out today, and I cannot wait to listen to it. I'm sorry. This is re recording. on September 26th.
Yeah.
And it comes out today, and I'm going to go listen to it
You're
later
funny.
today.
That's so funny.
Because I've been waiting for, like, ever. Sorry.
Okay, now we can get into our recommendations.
Yeah.
You go first. I've been talking too much.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start. I, like, broke mine into categories.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to start with romance.
Okay.
The first one that is on my, like, TBR.
Mm-hmm.
It's I Got You by Stacey Williams.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a football romance.
Mm.
And we go into books blind, so I don't know much about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I love sport romances.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, I Got You. Cute romance. It's kind of short. So
I think the only sports romance I read is Binding 13. And then I didn't even finish that one.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about sports romances.
Well, just depends on the author.
You know what? I just got a bunch of books for free, and I was given Wildfire by Hannah Grace, which is like the Icebreaker series, which I know is smutty.
Yeah.
But I was given the second one, so I was like, now I have to read the first one. All right. I did not break mine into category, but my first one is a romance, and Emma's going to hate me. Not hate me. She's going to hate this book. One True Loves.
Ew.
Okay. It is on Kindle Unlimited, and, I mean, if you're paying $11.99 and you get all these books basically for free, almost, read this one. It's so good.
I'm not a TJR fan. I'm sorry. I will not read any more of her books. I know that's a hot take because I know a lot of people love her, but mm-hmm. I do not.
This one was so good.
No.
I talk about it all the time.
Yeah, I know you do. It's okay. It's okay. You like what you like. I like what I like. It's okay.
What do you have next?
Okay, so I have, there's actually a few by Rebecca Yarros mm-hmm. of her romance books.
Yeah!
And so I included In the Likely Event.
Okay, yeah.
But there's a lot of her romance books on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost all of them. And so, yeah, I've never read a Rebecca Yarros
mm-hmm.
romance book before.
Mm-hmm.
I've only read Fourth Wing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good push for me. Should read one of her romance books.
Yeah, I have read three of her books, romance books. I haven't read Fourth Wing.
I want to read The Last Letter.
Yes, you'll cry.
I know.
It will destroy you.
I want to
read it. Haven't read it yet. We should read it together.
Okay, because I actually want to cry. I haven't cried in a while.
It's that time of the month.
I know. Yeah.
That is so funny. Yeah, I own it, but I haven't read it yet. I am not ready to cry. And I think I'm going to cry hard. But In the Likely Event is actually a series, like 4 or 5 books.
Oh.
It might be, like, interconnected,
mm-hmm.
not, like, legit series, but, yeah, like, about 2 new people each book.
Okay, cool.
But that can lead me into my next one, which is The Things We Leave Unfinished is a Rebecca Yarros romance book, and that was really cool. It was, it's, like, generational. The grandma and the granddaughter are connected through something. The grandma is an author. And they're trying to get her book finished before she dies or maybe she did die. Yeah, she did die. And they're trying to get the book finished. And so that connects the couple. I won't say anymore.
Okay.
But that one's really good. And it's being made into a movie soon.
I saw that. And so mm-hmm. I'll have to read it.
Yeah.
The next one, it's 2 by the same author. The Bodyguard and The Love Haters by Catherine Sinner.
Mm-hmm.
I hear her books are, like, closed door,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And so I want to read those. So those are on my TBR,
yeah.
And they're on Kindle Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
So
they look like Emily Henry.
Yeah, like the cartoon kind of.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Kind of like Abby Jimenez, too, like that kind of cover style.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I like them so much.
Maybe.
I am such a aesthetic girl.
Yeah, you are.
Like, if it's cute, I'm buying it. If it has braid edges, I'm buying it.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, with Stacey Williams, have you heard about her before?
There's Stacey. Oh! I Got You? No.
Okay, so you just saw the book and you're like, oh, that looks cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And you haven't read Catherine Sinner before?
No.
Okay.
But neither. I've heard that it is closed door.
Yeah.
And so that makes me excited to read her. Or at least, like, low spice.
Yeah, that's what I hear. So I'm excited. Okay, my next one is the Twilight series.
Yep.
I have that on there. The whole thing is on Kindle Unlimited.
I know.
I'm so excited.
But you have to get book trophies.
I do. I know. I know. I have the physical Twilight from the library.
Mm-hmm.
But this will be good because I have to return my book in a week. So, yeah. I have the whole series. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I read Twilight on Kindle Unlimited, but then I bought the physical copy after I read it. So, yeah.
Did you know that Stephanie, what is her name? Meyer? Mm-hmm. She's a Christian or a branch of Christianity.
I did not.
In the beginning of the book, it has a verse.
I did see that. Yes. Yeah. I did see that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, her books are very, like, there's no
it was really
romance. Like, nothing is inappropriate, at least in Twilight.
Yeah.
I bet maybe the last one has a little bit, but I don't even think it's, like, the movie is more spicy than the books, I'm pretty sure.
Mm. And they weren't even that spicy.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Well, I only saw two.
Well, the last one, or no. When they get married. So I guess the second to last movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit spicy.
Yeah. But it's marital.
Yeah. So.
So I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to read it, but at least it's marital.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. All right.
Okay, you're going to hate me for this next one.
Yeah.
So, Saving Six, Redeeming Six, and Taming Seven by Chloe Walsh are on Kindle Unlimited.
Goodness.
So, if I ever pick up Saving Six, which I want to eventually because I want to hear about Joey's story. Mm. I hear it's, like, really traumatizing. Mm. I'm probably going to read it physically and on Kindle Unlimited. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of go back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how people are just so in love with this series.
I will say the trauma is, like, what they go through. It, like, makes my heart, like, I'm like, ugh, that's so sad.
You connect with them? Like, no. Empathy or anything?
Well, I guess, like, empathy, yeah. I don't, like, relate to them.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, I don't love that there's so much, like, crude language.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very, like, it's pretty spicy for high schoolers.
True.
Those are things I don't love. Mm-hmm. But I do love reading about those darker elements.
Yeah. Not a lot of books do that. Yeah. And they don't, some of them don't do it well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you. Okay. So I haven't read anything by this author before, but I own, like, six of her books. Do you want to guess? Not Holly Jackson.
You own six of her books.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn Painter.
No.
No, but her books that's are true. Not, her books are not on Kindle Unlimited.
They aren't.
And it makes me so upset because I love her.
But honestly, that shows your worth. Like,
I know.
Like, you have to buy my physical copy for $15 a piece because I'm worth it. You know?
True.
The amount of books that you get on there for free is crazy.
I know.
Okay, so the author I was talking about was Freida McFadden. I think I have, like, four or six of her books. My mom, when she reads, she gives me the books after she's done reading. She doesn't like holding on to them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like, okay. I'll benefit
give them
from
to me,
that.
Girl.
Yeah. That's my trophy. Free trophy. But, I think, like, almost all of her books are on Kindle Unlimited.
Cool.
I'm like, dang, I just can't believe how many books are free on there.
You need to read The Housemaid before the movie comes out.
I know. It's in December, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will. I can put that off. That'll be my, like, winter TBR.
There you go. Okay, my next ones are my fiction books, fiction category. And I'm going to group these together because they're by the same author.
Mm-hmm.
But Jessa Hastings, The Conditions of Will, mm-hmm. Never, and Time of Your Life is on Kindle Unlimited.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. So, read Jessa Hastings.
It feels like theft.
I know.
Like, each of those books are like $20.
But her books are so beautiful, so it's kind of like, I'm going to buy them too.
Of course, yeah. That's crazy, though.
Mm-hmm.
All these people on their Kindles are getting a $20 book for free.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I can't get over it. All right, my next one is literally everything Colleen Hoover is on Kindle Unlimited. And then I think I saw like three of them offer audiobooks too.
Cool.
Like Regretting You is on Kindle Unlimited. And I paid for it. I'm so mad. On Audible. I paid for it on Audible.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I got beef with Kindle Unlimited right now. But yeah, everything Colleen Hoover. So, and then regretting, no, I'm sorry. Reminders of Him. Have you read that one?
Yep,
Okay,
that one was so good.
okay. I thought I remembered you telling me about it, and it has an audiobook.
Oh,
So I'm gonna
cool.
leave here after we record, and I'm gonna be reading that one.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm excited though. I really like Colleen Hoover,
Yeah.
but I feel like if I said that on Book Talk, they'd be like, "What an idiot."
No, I think everyone goes through a Colleen Hoover phase. And like I did like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're just 3 years later. But her books are not bad. There are better books.
Yeah.
Like Abby Jimenez and Emily Henry are much better writers. But Colleen Hoover's books are just so easy to read. And the stories are really interesting.
Yeah, she writes like really heavy topics, like into her romance. So I feel like that's what sets her apart. At least that's what I've read so far of Colleen.
But I don't think her books are bad. They're not the best romance books, but they're not bad. I just think she gets a lot of hate because of the movie thing, honestly.
Yeah, that's not her fault, great.
I think she had something to do with it, but okay, moving on to my fantasy section. Okay, the Plated Prisoner series, which is Guild by Raven Kennedy, is on Kindle Unlimited.
Dang.
And so I will be reading that this fall and winter. And I hear they're amazing. My mom read them. One of my really good book friends read them, like two of them. So I'm really excited. And I have the first book physically. But I will be reading it on Kindle Unlimited probably most of the time.
Yeah, now that I'm a Kindle Unlimited member, I feel like it's disrupted my whole fall TBR because now I'm prioritizing. I'm like, well, they're all here for me. Like, now I'm like overwhelmed. Now there's like so many options that I can read. I am not limited to my bookshelf anymore.
Yeah.
And gosh, it's crazy.
But it makes it harder to pick your next book.
It does. I'm like, I have like 15 options now.
Yeah.
Ugh, okay. My next one is The Perfect Marriage by Geneva Rose. Have you heard about her?
I think I read it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Did you like it?
The mystery.
Yeah, I think we like thriller.
Yeah, I read it a long time ago. I think it was good.
Okay.
I don't remember what I rated it.
I
There's a second book
follow.
now.
Yeah, Perfect Divorce.
Yeah.
I follow her on Instagram and she's just so fun. Like, her thing is swirling into the aisle of where her books are, and then like she signs them. It's just really funny. She's goofy and she's like open about her goofiness. She just had a baby. Yeah, I don't really like her as a person. I haven't even read her books yet,
Yeah.
but this one I can read.
There you
And I don't know if Perfect Divorce is on there, but if it is, I will.
go. My next one is the Prison Healer series by Lynette Nani. I read these on with paperback, but they are on Kindle Unlimited, and it's a really good YA fantasy series. I really enjoyed it. It's a three book series, no spice, really good. So the Prison Healer series.
And what is the gist?
Basically, she's in a prison, and she's a prison healer. And oh my gosh, I read it at the beginning of this year. I'm trying to remember. There's like magical elements, like people have powers. And there's like kingdoms and war and stuff like that. It's really good.
So is she a prisoner or is she like a nurse for the prison?
She's a prisoner, but she's also a nurse for the prison.
Oh, okay.
Like she's a healer. There's like prison guards that aren't in the prison, but she's like in the most like well, like you can't escape basically. And yeah, she's just a healer because her dad used to be the prison healer. And when her dad passed away, she took over his role as the prison healer.
So does it stay in the family or does it just happen that way?
He taught her everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. I think I gave the series as a whole like 3.5 stars because the second book was really slow, but I loved the first and the last book. So.
Cool. My next one is The Friend Zone by Abby Jimenez, one of my favorite books by her. I don't know if she has other books on there, but I know she has The Fall Risk, which I talked about earlier, and then this one. But yeah, if you want to pick her up for the first time, I'd say start there.
Yeah, I definitely say start at her like earliest series.
Did you read Part of Your World? Okay.
No, not yet.
Okay.
I want to finish her first series. I need to read
Life's Too Short.
yeah.
I am not interested.
I have to read it.
Why?
Because it's part of the series.
Meh.
Okay, the next one I have is the, I don't really know the series. It's a duology, but One Dark Window by Rachel Gillig is on Kindle Unlimited, and so I will be reading that because it's on my fall TBR.
I think this series is called like Shepherd King or
I
something.
think so. The Shepherd King duology,
Yeah.
probably. But yeah, it's on there. So read it
I
because I
know.
want to read it so bad.
It's on my like fall TBR, like my backup fall
I
TBR.
have a backup fall TBR too.
So yeah, I will be taking advantage of that for sure. I have the whole Fourth Wing series is
Is it
on.
on Kindle Unlimited?
Yeah, okay, yeah. There's 3 books out right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All three are on there. Yeah.
Wow. Girl, read
I
it.
am. Well, I have the physical, so might as well use my physical. But
Read it on
yeah.
Kindle.
Anyone who doesn't have the physicals, yeah, if you want to read on Kindle Unlimited, there you go. Here's your chance.
My next one is The Wolf King by Lauren Palfreman. I don't know how to say her last name, but this has been on my TBR for a while. And it's a fantasy. Don't really know what it's about. But it looks interesting and it's on Kindle Unlimited.
Where did you hear about it?
Some girl I follow on Instagram.
Nice.
Yep. She posted it and I was like, yes, I'm gonna read
Cool. Do you have like a similar taste with her?
she just reads a lot of fantasy.
Hmm.
And I think she gave it like 4 or 5 stars. And for someone, like, I don't read a ton of fantasy. Like, I think this girl only reads fantasy. And so for her to give it 4 or 5 stars, I can't remember, I was like, okay, it's good.
That's crazy.
And I think it has really good reviews on Goodreads. So I was like, yeah, TBR.
I can't imagine being like a person that is in a singular genre.
I
I can't,
know.
like, I
I
need
read
everything.
everything. I read
Yeah.
everything except for like memoirs
Yeah.
and stuff like that. I do not
Yeah.
like that, but everything else.
Yeah, memoirs is the only nonfiction that I read.
Yeah. But my two least favorite genres that I do read are science fiction and then
Me
historical
too.
fiction. Like those two are my least favorite genres that I read.
Science fiction is definitely my least favorite. The historical fictions that I've read, I have loved, but I don't read them often. So I guess that has to be my second least favorite.
Yeah, I've only read a few historical fictions.
Yeah.
I read
Okay.
4 to be exact. I see them on my
Okay, so
bookshelf.
the next one I have is The Summer I Turned Pretty, the whole series. And I'm
It
like,
is, yeah.
if you haven't watched the show, well, even if you've watched the show, read the books because they're totally different. And oh, I have 2 more episodes left. Episode 10 and 11. I finally caught up. Oh my goodness. But I already saw a spicy scene like on my Instagram reels. So hopefully the show ends like the books. And then they're making a whole movie.
I saw that. I'm like, I'm so excited.
What could it possibly be about?
I don't know. Maybe they're like after thing. I don't know.
Cool.
We'll see.
Okay.
Okay, the next one I have is Shield of Sparrows by Debney Perry. It's on Kindle
Yeah. I saw
Unlimited.
that. That's crazy.
And I loved Shield of Sparrows. And I cannot wait for the second book. She just released like the title.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know. I forgot. But it comes out next year and I'm so excited.
Well, do you know when?
No.
Okay.
I can look it up really fast if you want me to.
Yeah.
The second book is called Rights of the Starling.
What the world?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what that's about?
the carryover of Shield of Sparrows. So I can't really say anything.
Does Starling ring a bell for you, though?
No.
Okay. That sounds like Lightlark. They have, like, Nightlings, Starlings. So, interesting. Well, that's exciting. Wait, did you find the release date?
No.
Okay. My next one is, since we were just talking about memoirs, My Next Breath by Jeremy Renner. His physical book is hardcover only, and he wants, like, $25 per book. I'm like, bruh, that's way too expensive. And it's not, like, his whole life story. It's his one account of a moment in his life. Like, $25 is not accurate for, like, what the book offers. But it's free on Kindle Unlimited. So
there you go.
If you're interested in that, go for it.
Okay, I have two more. My next one is Heartless Hunter by Kristen Cicerelli.
Mm-hmm.
And this is on my TBR. Not fall TBR, but it's been on my TBR forever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the whole series is on there. Or maybe it's just a duology.
It is, I think.
But the first one's on there for sure.
Cool. I think, don't quote me, I think it's Blue Spikes.
I think so too. So I think it's YA.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's great. And then speaking of Lightlark again, Lightlark is on there. I don't know about Nightshade and all the other ones,
mm-hmm.
but that series is like continuing. It's the male main characters are getting their own book. So like their own perspective, which is cool. And I really like both male main characters. I need to finish the series.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that's on Kindle Unlimited, but at least Lightlark is.
Yeah.
And that was really good.
Cool. Okay, my last one is Assistant to the Villain by Hannah Nicole Mayer. I don't know her last name, but only the first one is on Kindle Unlimited. I think it's a 3-book series so far.
Yeah.
But only the first one's on there, and that has also been on my TBR forever. So,
Yeah.
That's exciting. Looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, that's exciting. It just sounds like every title you give me, I'm like, oh, money saved. Money saved.
I know. Like, a lot of my fall TBR is on Kindle Unlimited, and so I'm like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my last one, I am so shooketh by. This is crazy. It's Wild Card by Elsie Silver. Literally released like 17 days ago, and it's free on Kindle Unlimited. That's crazy. I don't know about the rest of the series. It's the fourth in the series, but I have the first three and I haven't read them yet, but the fourth one, I'm like, wow, like it just came out. That doesn't feel fair. I feel like if it's a new release, it needs to cost you some money. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool. Yeah, there's a lot of books on Kindle Unlimited.
Mm-hmm. What do you currently have in your library? Like, what are you currently borrowing?
Well, I'm currently not, like, reading anything. And I share, like, on Kindle Unlimited. I also share my Kindle Unlimited account with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have, like, I read Twilight on Kindle Unlimited. Mm-hmm. And my mom read the whole Plated Prisoner series. So that's already in our library.
Cool.
And then I have I Got You.
Mm.
So. And also have Time of Your Life. But my mom reads a lot of fantasy. And so Life's Too Short by Abby Jimenez is on.
Oh, see, I didn't look up the rest of her books. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll do that.
Okay, sorry. But what do you have?
Oh, goodness. I have so many. Okay, I have My Life with the Walter Boys.
Oh, yeah. Do you watch this TV show?
I haven't yet.
Oh, I've watched the first season. I didn't know it was a book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's 2 books.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm excited. And then I have Quicksilver, which is like the second one is coming out, Brimstone, in like November. So I thought that was cool. Did you already say you have Love Haters like on your recommendations list or no?
Yes.
You had Bodyguard and
Love Haters.
Okay. Yeah, that's in my library. I have Icebreaker in my library by Hannah Grace because I was given The Wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have The Rom-Commers, which is Catherine Sinner. That's mm-hmm. on there too. The Last Letter, you said that already. It Ends With Us and It Starts With Us. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are both on there. And then The Exception to the Rule by Christina Lauren, and then Ashley Poston has one. They're both short stories, but the series is called The Improbable Meet Cute. So I guess it's just they meet in strange ways. And
That's
so,
cute.
yeah. And then I have Twilight downloaded, and then my last one is my Oxford Year. Did you read that, or you want to read that?
I started watching it. So,
it's a movie.
yeah.
What do you think?
I never finished it. Cuz it's probably going to be sad. I think it reminds me a lot of Me Before You.
I haven't watched that or read it.
I watched it. I never read it, but
he's in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah.
Is it like the Fault in Our Stars vibes?
Kind of.
Aw.
Yeah.
That was iconic.
I know. When I was like 13 reading it, I was
yeah.
like, oh my gosh.
Our childhood was so good. The things that we got to read.
But yeah, those were all of our Kindle Unlimited recommendations.
I know. I feel like I've unlocked a whole new reading person level.
Yeah.
It just keeps like peeling back the layers. Yep. What's next? What app do we need next?
And now I think once I finish Magnolia Parks, because I want to give my full attention to it, but I might start reading two books at a time, maybe physical, Kindle, and different genres.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, I'm actually like two books behind right now, so I need to catch up.
Oh, on your like
on my
reading
goal. Yeah.
Oh no. Does that feel like intimidating or like overwhelming?
Kind of. I know I'll reach it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like some of the books I have on my TBR are big.
Yeah.
And so, but I want to read them, so I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just have to maybe spend some weekends catching up.
Yeah. I've listened to a lot of Audibles. So that's helped my reading goal. Like, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to surpass it because of that. But I literally lost my headphones this week. And so I haven't been able to listen to audiobooks as much. And so I'm, like, really sad. I miss it. Like, doing chores, just popping in one headphone and getting through my chores. Like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I need to find them. I can't find them anywhere. It doesn't make sense that I lost them. I'm going to have to go buy new headphones. But, yeah, that's my Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.